The welfare bill, signed into law by President Clinton last month, will make some profound changes in the way government helps the poor. Among other things, welfare recipients will now be required to find jobs after 2 years, and there'll be a lifetime benefits cap of 5 years for most recipients. Whether these reforms succeed will depend in part on the number of jobs American businesses are able to provide people who are getting off welfare. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports that business leaders say they want to be supportive, but some have their doubts.
Over the past few weeks, President Clinton has made a direct appeal to the nation's business leaders, imploring them to help make the new welfare bill work. In Kansas City last week, he warned that more than 1 million jobs would have to be found for former welfare recipients by the year 2000, or what he called a humanitarian crisis could occur. And the president said business had a responsibility to hire former welfare recipients by creating jobs if necessary. Business leaders have responded to such appeals with some ambivalence. The task of bringing 1 million welfare recipients into the workforce is likely to be difficult and expensive, and no one is sure there are enough jobs to go around. Craig Schnook is chairman of a large supermarket chain based in St. Louis.
You cannot just create jobs to help take people off welfare. New jobs cannot just be created. There has to be a demand for whatever work that a business has before they're willing to bring someone in and have them do that work within the company.
And even if the jobs could be created, Schnook says, it's not clear how many welfare recipients have the work habits and skills to fill them.
There's a wide range of employability among people who are coming off of welfare. We have a number of people who have turned out to be excellent associates within our organization. There are others who frankly and honestly just aren't ready for work yet.
But Schnook and other business leaders aren't rejecting the president's appeal out of hand. And in one sense, the timing of the appeal couldn't be better. With a national unemployment rate of just 5.1%, many businesses are already having trouble finding enough entry-level workers. And even before the welfare bill was passed, a number of companies had started programs to hire unemployed or unskilled people. One example is Intel, the big computer chip maker, which recruits and trains workers in low-income areas of Washington State and New Mexico. Kirby Dias is Intel's Vice President of Human Resources.
The key is, in my mind, is the commitment to education and retraining. In other words, I think it's idealistic to believe that you can take someone off of the welfare rolls that may have not had the opportunity to work for a long period of time and put them into a work environment without actively pursuing some education and retraining.
Many business leaders say barring another recession, programs such as Intel's could be expanded to bring more welfare recipients into the workforce. Elaine Graham, Vice President of Government Affairs at the National Restaurant Association, sees such programs proliferating in the years to come as joint ventures between government and business.
We really are interested in the welfare reform legislation and also assisting our states because we know that there's going to be an awful lot of legislative activity at the state level, and restaurateurs need to be involved in those discussions.
But many business owners also insist that for these programs to work, the federal government must be willing to ease the regulatory and legal burdens employers now carry. The National Federation of Independent Businesses recently surveyed its members in Alabama to find out what would induce them to hire welfare recipients. More than anything else, those answering wanted a guarantee that they could dismiss the worker if necessary without facing the threat of a lawsuit. Mark Isokowitz, the Federation's Director of Federal Relations, also complains that the president's appeal to business is at odds with some of his other actions.
I think the president's comments are largely inconsistent with where he was on a minimum wage increase earlier in the year. I mean, you cannot lecture business people about their responsibility to hire people and then increase by 21% on a mandatory basis the cost of hiring those very same people.
Isokowitz insists that small business owners are more than willing to give welfare recipients a chance. Many, he says, are rooted in their communities and have a strong interest in ensuring that the quality of life there is high. Many employers also clearly have an economic incentive to develop qualified workers. The question is whether their efforts can make a significant difference at a time when so many more people will need jobs. This is Jim Zeroli in New York.